about how do we ensure that people understand what a caring role is and valuing that role. So we were looking at advertising, promoting carer role, raising awareness. But another one that sort of came up within that was promoting the carer's role, but helping carers understand this, that there is support available and it's okay to accept it. And also for the cared for, but that's... The second one was around more support and advocacy to help with benefits and allowances, which then links to the financial support, and also including things around support for employment and flexible working. So we sort of put all that in one. The third one was being listened to and supported by any professionals, not just health and social care, but education, GPs, all professionals that were involved with the person we care for, and that they had better information and we were able to be signposted better to information and services. Fourth, services that help our health and well-being, including breaks. And again, it was, you know, there's different breaks for different people. Some are in a position they don't actually need the breaks yet, but they may do in the future. So it was looking at that. And last but not least, specialist training for carers to help understand and support the cared for. So that could be mental health, it could be eating disorders, learning disabilities, dementia, all sorts of things.